Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs. It's the drive with Say and Piper. Good evening. We're going to tip one here in a while, right before Cardinals baseball. I can't think of a better opening day. Is the 30th, Derek.
Thursday.
For the Cardinals, at least, and the Cubs, I think. Isn't there always a game the night before? It used to be back in the day that the Reds always had the first game every year, but that no longer happens.
I remember there used to be a Sunday night game before Monday would be like
the opener,
the first day of everybody plays. But
now it's a Thursday, so the Cardinals will play on a Thursday. I believe the Cubs play on a Thursday against Milwaukee, if I'm correct on that. So be nice, Kyle, if you guys had come out strong.
Yeah, we did last year. I think we started like 7-4 and then didn't really do much.
Wake up the Cubs.
Who's the opening day starter for the Cubbies?
Marcus Stroman.
I was going to say it'd be Stroman, right? With Hendricks out. Would it be Stroman anyway?
I think so. Hendricks has not been himself the last couple of years, partly due to injury, but partly he throws 87.
Well, unless you were facing the Cardinals.
That's true.
Then you would
start. If it was against the Cardinals, he'd start and he'd go 8 shutout.
Every game he'd start. Like, we may see something unprecedented this year. The Cubs and Cardinals may play a 3-game set, and every game will be started by Kyle Hendricks. I think he could do it, and I think he would do well in every game. All right, opening day coming up. We've got
Will Jordan Walker be on the opening day?
Yes. Oh,
roster?
Yes. My question is, will he be starting?
Better question. Yeah.
I think what you're seeing with Tyler O'Neill playing center field is essentially telling you what you're going to see on opening day. You're going to see Walker in either left or right, Lars Nootbaar, and Tyler O'Neill. And I think Dylan Carlson's not off the team, but he's the odd man out.
The untouchable guy in the trade deadline last year?
Yeah, that guy.
Really?
I was so excited a couple of years ago to watch him.
Fallen.
Right? Now, Mason
still
Wynn.
Young.
Oh, no, totally.
I just don't think he'll ever be a star.
No. I agree. Do you ever get... I'm going to use this word again, anxiety from how much depth the Cardinals have and how many guys could play second and short and third and the outfield and this and that. And then it's almost like we almost have too many guys. And it makes you think like, okay, are any of them really that good?
I've felt that way about the outfield
forever.
For a long time.
I think Walker's that good. I'm telling you, I'm signing that dude to a 10-year contract right now. I would make the announcement on opening day that Jordan Walker has signed a 10-year deal with the Cardinals. You will make up for that at the end of that contract.
That's what the Braves did with Ronald Acuña.
That's right. That's right.
I can pull up his contract real quick.
So,
they got him for 8 years, $100 million.
And the only thing he's done wrong is flipped his bat thinking that it was a home run and not running to first that hard. So he hit one off the wall against the Cardinals in the playoffs. It turned out to be a single, and that was a big play in that game. The Cardinals won the series. So he should have to give back like $5
million. 8 years, $100 million, and you got dudes going to free agency signing for like $300 million.
What would you give Walker right now? Knowing he has not taken one major league at bat. 10 years.
He doesn't even take a AAA at bat.
No. 10 years, 200. Would you pay him $20 million a year?
Maybe not.
Okay. 15 a year?
I'd be okay with that.
And then
10 years, $150 million.
Yeah. Then he comes out and he's Albert Pujols.
It's better than being Brett Wallace. Because I remember talking a lot about Brett Wallace coming in. The savior at third base. He was not.
Was he out of Arizona State?
Yeah.
Brett Wallace, I remember being so excited for him because
I was too.
Wasn't it after David Freeze, and we just couldn't figure out who was playing third. And just out of nowhere, we went from Jordan Walker, who could potentially be, besides Pujols, the best sign first rounder. Or I'm not first rounder. Pujols like 14th round. To Brett Wallace.
Like one of these days, Daniel Descalso won't ever have to play third again. Because we'll have Brett Wallace.
Why didn't we just keep Freeze? Yeah. I know he had injury issues, and I know he had his off-the-field issues, kind of like Dan McLaughlin. But, I mean, Freeze ended up having a pretty good career, didn't he?
Did. Hit well with the Reds
when
they got him.
And I was going to say, and he usually would kind of sting us a little bit. So, all right, guys, can we switch real quick? We got plenty of time to talk baseball.
Yes.
And Kyle, I want you part of this conversation. And I want our listeners, I haven't even looked, I'm sorry, at the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. I looked at it early. I haven't looked at it in a while. I apologize to everybody. Colby Rasmus. You know, Colby had a couple of, he had a decent year with the Cardinals. And then, of course, he was part of that Zipchinski trade.
Mm-hmm.
Got you Edwin Jackson. Mark Zipchinski and
Octavio Dotel.
Dotel, and then you won a World Series.
Needed those bullpen arms. Mm-hmm.
Rasmus went to Toronto. He had a pretty good career. Decent. I mean, not
decent
for the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
And there's the weird thing about his dad, the friction with like the hitting coach. He only wanted to listen to his dad as far as his swing mechanics and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right.
That was part of the
That's totally issues. Right. I forgot about that. I thought I was scrolling through here. I thought I saw JT Wheeler's name. No? Did you see?
I can look.
Shout out to JT Wheeler. What's up, Jay? No, I didn't see his name. I thought maybe he texted the show. I'm like, well, that'd be cool. You know, thanks for listening, JT.
Different JT.
Ah! Well, actually, I'm thinking TJ. Sorry, JT was the son.
There was a JT that texted in. 89, we had Stephen Bardo. 2005, we had Darren Williams. Point guards are crucial.
Well, maybe that is JT. JT Wambler. Okay. Yes, point guards are crucial. Well, don't forget Larry Smith, too, on that 89 team, the guy everybody forgets, who was really good, I think, too. I think because of Bardo, he didn't play as much. All right, so after the train gets by, you know, they lost to...
Dickinson.
Boiler up.
We can bring it back?
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Isn't it ironic that the train kept rolling through every day in the summer, through the early portion of the fall, and then we're like, let's just start saying Boiler Up.
Yep.
Put it on the intro, and then lo and behold, Purdue ends Illinois' hopes of getting a Big Ten West. They win the Big Ten West, go to the Big Ten Championship game, and then the Boilers in basketball win the Big Ten tournament. I don't want to say it's our fault, but there's a reason we don't say it anymore. But we can bring it back now.
We could bring it back. Kyle, I know you're doing a lot of stuff over there. Can you effort if there's another collegiate team that has like a train in their name? You know, so maybe instead of that, we could use like the Furman, what? Cabooses or something. We can figure Al's up.
Is there a rail splitters? Is that
Ooh.
Is that a nickname for someone?
That's a high school name, right?
I know the Lincoln Railers, Lincoln, right?
Oh, Railers, yeah.
Are rails, they the Rail Splitters? Is Railers short for Rail Splitters?
Yeah, I think they're the Rail Splitters. That's interesting.
Can't fit Rail Splitters on a jersey.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Railers.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, because we've kind of had some fun here.
It's my fault.
No. No, that was good. I like the Rail Splitters. I think that's actually I think maybe they have condensed it to Railers in Lincoln. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when I come back, I'm finally getting to it, and I want everybody's opinion. Does the Big Ten get too many teams into the NCAA tournament? Let's say you lived in Colorado and grew up a Buffaloes fan, and you did not root for the Big Ten, but yet you know sports, and every season you see 8 or 9 Big Ten teams go in, and every season here for a while, you don't see many in the Sweet 16, you don't see any in the Elite Eight. Well, you mentioned Michigan a couple of years ago. And the conference hasn't won a national title since 2000. Tom Izzo's got some strong words about that, and we'll tackle that next. It is The Drive.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Right now at Lands, it's a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system. We are offering special financing or up to $1,500 off any qualifying Trane system. At Lands, we know what it takes to deliver exceptional comfort, and we offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you are thinking of a new comfort system, now is the time to buy. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Most of us will be glued to the TV for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Wait, what? Oh, you want to be on the floor and see it up close.
I get to watch plenty of basketball. Films of us winning, losing, who we're going to play next.
I bet that footage will be clearer on an LG OLED screen.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store.
The LG OLEDs deliver the best picture for the buck.
And they're so flat to the wall.
Yeah, the Gallery Series is a step up. They mount so flat you can't see behind the TV and come with a free 5-year warranty.
That all sounds great, but it also sounds expensive.
Well, you can buy cheap, but you'll buy twice. Get the good one and it'll look great for years. You can even get 0% financing.
My initials are LG. Maybe they want to make a trade. Anyway, I gotta go watch some of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk here as well. How's your classes going, Kyle?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Can class ever be like, oh, I'm loving it?
That's well said.
Really enjoying going to class every day.
Have you had a class, and this is not in any way to rip on, I just know how, like, freshman year, you just take a lot of your GEDs, right? But have you had a class in your major that you're like, man, that's really helped me see stuff? Or is it just the advice you get from Derek Piper and I at commercial breaks?
That's really what is taking me to the next level is
we've
the
got
stuff
him
that I'm hearing.
Quitting school.
Here.
Smoking.
I didn't recommend that.
No, I think I did, which is weird because I don't. I've never smoked, so I don't
know
why.
What did you say yesterday when I was walking out?
Oh, don't repeat that.
I was going to say, hold on.
Don't repeat that.
I mean, 80% of it is stuff that we can't say on the air. All right, we had a train. You know, we had
My wife listens to this show.
Oh, boy. Haley, it wasn't that bad.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe it was. Derek Piper, out of nowhere, brings up Tuesday's Gone. Leonard Skinner. Listen to that twang. Train roll on. Oh, that's beautiful.
What it made me think of.
So how about from now on when we hear a train, you just say Leonard Skinner.
Train roll on.
Train roll on.
You say that.
Let's do that. Ooh, man, I haven't heard Skinner in a while. They are the band, right? I was asking you, they had someone pass away in a plane accident. Am I on the right path with that? Kyle, that's another thing you
don't recall. Kyle's busy today.
Kyle, he's efforting like 500 different things for us.
I did not hear what you said. I was
I said, can you effort if Leonard Skinner lost a member of the band in a plane accident? I think that's who I watched, and Netflix has a cool story on them. So that would be something, you know, if you're bored this weekend. If you just don't want to sit outside and get rained on.
Yes.
They did.
1977.
Okay.
Three
of them.
Band members were killed in a plane crash.
Wow. I know they fell short of the runway or something and hit into the woods. Something happened. Anyway, yeah, Leonard Skinner, man. That sound is undeniable. All right, let's get to it.
We said we're going to start the 4 o'clock hour with this Big Ten conversation. It's 4:23. Haven't touched it.
And in 3 seconds, it'll be 4:24. Does the Big Ten get too many teams in the NCAA tournament every season without fail, except for the year where Nebraska actually could have made it? And somehow won 20-some games and didn't get invited to the NCAA tournament, I'd still be sore if I were Nebraska about that. I mean, Derek, every year it's just like a no-brainer that 8 or 9 get in, and then what we've seen out of the Big Ten has not necessarily said that they deserve it.
That part of it's fair. I think you make a great point. If you're someone that's an ACC fan, Big 12, SEC, and you see every year the Big Ten is at the top of the list of how many teams each conference has gotten in. And this year was 8 for the Big Ten. I think last year was 9. Mm. And then really this last 4 or 5 year window, it's been on probably average of an 8-team bid league for the Big Ten. And to not have the numbers of those that go to the Sweet 16 is a big knock. And it's one that they're wearing right now. And maybe I get if you're going to come to the table and say, look, when – Oral Roberts is going to the Sweet 16. Who'd they beat in the first round that one year?
Yep.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Princeton going. Loyola has gone to the Sweet 16 more times the last 10 years than Illinois has it twice versus 0.
That's right.
I think it's funny. I was kind of thinking in my head, I'm going to go, what's it called? First take on you here.
Oh,
and just
yeah.
Explode and be like, yeah, you know, the Big Ten should get 7 teams in the NIT until they have someone actually go to the Elite Eight. The way I think about it is this. It's the teams at the top of the Big Ten that have been the most disappointing. It's those teams that have been seeded the highest that are the reason this reputation is taking the hit in the tournament. You think about it this year, Michigan State was a 7 seed.
Yeah.
Penn State put up a pretty darn good fight as a 10, beating a 7 in Texas A&M and taking Texas to the wire. Northwestern, were they a 7 seed as well?
Or yeah.
They were either the 7
they
or
were
the 10.
Seven. Yeah.
Won their first game.
Yep.
Played tight with UCLA in the round of 32. It's Purdue as a 1 seed.
Right.
It's Illinois as a 1 seed right. recently. Right. It's Iowa when they were a 2 seed, when Iowa last year was a 4 or a 5 and went out in the first round to Richmond.
Yep.
So I think that the depth of the Big Ten has never been in question. I think that's legit. I think that's fine. Even like Michigan making the tournament last year, just inside of the bubble.
Right.
11 seed, go to the Sweet 16. So it's the teams like kind of on that fringe or down the line of the teams that have made it that have actually held up their end of the bargain. It's those at the top of the food chain that haven't. So I still think the Big Ten deserves the bids. What I would say is, and I hear it all the time whenever I not to out him because he's not alone in it, but Brad always says the Big Ten's the best league in the country. Yep. I grew up in Big Ten country. I love Big Ten basketball. It's not. It's the deepest league in the country. It's not the best. You look around right now, like the Big 12.
Yeah. Used to definitely be ACC sometimes.
Yeah, and it was nice to finally have the Big Ten dethrone them or at least make that a legit argument because we looked it up this year, the last year of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The ACC won like the first 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the Big Ten didn't have that argument on them, but the Big 12 was for sure the best conference this year. The SEC, you could argue, had especially in terms of at the top, had better teams. That's more of the thing for me to look at, but I think that you should still see a good amount of Big Ten teams in.
Before we continue this, and I want to get Kyle's opinion as well, Tom Izzo touched kind of on this. He kind of got to this at the end of this. It's about a minute 20. I want you to pay attention, though, to what he says about the seedings, and it is directly correlates to what you just said, Derek, about Michigan State being a 7. I thought, you know, again, no matter what you think of Tom Izzo, I think the next minute 20, pretty cool soundbite by him. Here he is.
You know, for me, I play for the Big Ten, too. It's really important to me when you've been in a league 40 years that you love and cherish and you know how good it is. And we can't get that another national championship. Even that stuff's on my mind because I know how good my league is and I know how good the teams are and the coaches are. And yet it never looks good when you don't have a team moving on through the Sweet 16. Some of the lumps, because no matter what anybody says, top to bottom, you know, I have no problem standing up and saying we have the best league in the country. You know, when you have that number of teams beating the hell out of each other every day, I don't think we're worn out from it. I just think you get a bad seed from it. So we had all these teams with 7, 8, and 9 seeds. And I'm not saying that was wrong, but that's what happens when I'd like to see some teams come in and survive this league and the places we play. So, you know, I'm going to become a big Badger fan. I'm going to pull for them in the NIT, and I'm proud of my team, but I'm proud of the league, too. And disappointments is disappointments, but I think as a 7 seed, maybe we showed how good our league was instead of, like some people say, the other way around.
I thought that was an excellent, excellent thought by Tom Izzo. And, you know, Brad Underwood says the same thing, like you pointed out, and I've personally heard him say that 10 times this season. So I get it. And you know, again, there's these one-offs, don't get me wrong, and they're fun. The Oral Roberts, like you pointed out, Princeton this year.
Butler back in the day.
I just, listen, if you took Princeton and put them in the Big Ten and had them the gauntlet, they're not, they might not even make the tournament. So
they wouldn't.
And at the very end, right, they wouldn't. And at the very end there, where Izzo said, you know, we beat up on each other and maybe we don't do well in the tournament because of the seedings. Now, I thought you spelled it out perfectly, Pipes, with the idea that the biggest issue has been the top, the Illinois getting beat as a 1, Purdue getting beat as a 1. When is the last Big Ten team in the Final Four? Do you recall off the top of your head?
Michigan, I think.
Didn't Michigan State make it in 2019? They beat Michigan State. Zion team.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, what's up with
Denzel Valentine, maybe, for Michigan State, or maybe he wasn't there.
I think that was Cassius Winston. Xavier Tillman.
Man, was he
Kyle
good.
Kyle coming in and make me look bad.
No doubt. Weren't you like 13? How old were you then?
Yeah, I was 15, 14. I just turned 15 because my birthday's in March.
Kyle's over here in diapers and he's spouting Big Ten stats.
I have
you
a child,
and I should
Kyle.
Know.
Show some respect.
Respect.
Yeah, you're right. 2019.
That was awesome.
Cassius Winston, Xavier Tillman, Matt McQuaid.
Ugh.
That team went to the Final Four, lost to Texas Tech.
Okay.
John Beilein had a couple Final Four teams.
That was with that Moretti's brother, right?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, Beilein, that's right. I mean, has there been? Yeah, I guess I would go back. Obviously, Michigan State through the years, right? I mean, what Izzo's done, but
Bo Ryan had a couple.
That's right.
Frank Kaminsky.
That's right.
And company knocked off an undefeated Kentucky team that one year, but lost in the championship game to Duke and Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow.
Whiskey went to two straight Final Fours then, and didn't Beilein go to two straight with that guard? Who was that guard? That was so good for Michigan.
Talking about Trey Burke.
Trey Burke. Man, could he shoot.
They had Burke and Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah. I'll say this. I agree with all of the above. I do think the Big Ten is a gauntlet. I agree with you in the sense that I don't think it's the best conference, but certainly the deepest. I will agree with that. I feel like the way the Big Ten has underperformed for the past three or four or five years, that maybe they should suffer a little bit. And maybe they shouldn't get the benefit of the doubt. The problem is it's a year-to-year thing, right? This, you can't, whatever happened this year or whatever happened last year, you can't then say, well, I don't trust Illinois because the Big Ten hasn't been very good in the NCAA tournament. Because every year it's a new resume, right? You start fresh and you put up. Now, the one thing that Izzo talks about, the Big Ten beating each other, the bonus for the Big Ten is you have a chance to get quad one wins all the time.
A lot of times, you go on stretches where it's every night.
Every night
you play, it could be a quad one.
Kyle, what do you think? You're obviously smarter than us, so.
Wouldn't say that.
Well, what do you think? Like, you know, you're kind of fresh to this. And again, I mean, you're an Illinois fan. Pipes, I know, has to be a professional, but you grew up an Illinois fan.
Illinois fan, yep.
I'm a huge Illinois fan, so we're looking at it from a Big Ten angle, and I think the credible thing is kind of the example I used. If you're a Colorado Buffaloes fan, if you're Lante and a Colorado fan, so you've loved sports your whole life, you love the Pac, or no, that wouldn't be the Pac-12. What are they in? Yeah, Pac-12, and you see that the Pac-12 only gets four teams in. And yet every other year it seems like they got somebody in the Final Four, and you're sitting there going, now hold on a second. Why is a fringe 8-9 team of the Big Ten getting teams in every year when the Pac-12 can't get the fifth team in? So I think that's credible to look at it like that.
I think so. I think it's two different conversations though. One being why can't the Big Ten win in March? That's one conversation. Good and goal. Then how many teams the Big Ten's getting in per year. I think that's different because, like, Purdue not being a national title threat at the top or Indiana not being a national title threat at the top, why should that mean that Penn State doesn't get in?
Okay.
Or Northwestern doesn't get in? Like, I just think those things are different because at the end of the day, like, the NCAA uses this system with net rankings and with analytics and everything. The Big Ten's favored pretty highly, and they go through this process that they've had for a while, and they rank teams. I don't think there's been cases the last three, 4 years where it's like, oh, they just put this Big Ten team in when this Big 12 team was way more deserving. Even this year, like, Rutgers probably had a strong case to get in and didn't.
Good point.
So I think if you want to have a problem with the process, with the net rankings and how the NCAA committee values like what a good win is, then I think you could have that, but I don't necessarily think it's egregious that there's anything wrong with the way that the Big Ten has gotten 8-9 teams in, because I think it's different than, like Derek said, the fact that the top has disappointed. I don't think that should mean that Northwestern, okay, you shouldn't get in because Purdue's not good enough to win in March.
That's fair.
Izzo made a great point. There are more off nights in other leagues than there are in the Big Ten. Now, obviously, Minnesota's won. It might say something about, I mean, Nebraska was a lot more feisty this year, made some noise. And just, especially when you go 1 through 10, 11, maybe even sometimes 12, this year was a good example of that.
Well, Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there with us, but then they went on a little bit of a stretch.
They did. That was a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Pac-12, like Cal.
Yeah.
I know Oregon State in the last couple of years has made that run to the Sweet 16, but there are so many other leagues where even like the ACC this season, Syracuse has been bad for a couple of years, and Georgia Tech, when's the last time they were good? Jarrett Jack?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. You can go on down the list, but the Big Ten has the depth. One counter I'd make, although I do want to say this too, like that's kind of been the thing that, as far as another thing Izzo said, that people would point at with Gonzaga. Gonzaga only, during the regular season, only has to be good for like a month or a month and a half. If they have a good non-conference, then they can go into their league, play a bunch of cupcakes, maybe a couple games that matter a year when they play St. Mary's, maybe in a year that BYU's good.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they just cruise through their conference.
Yeah.
And if they, you know, if there's six big non-cons and they win four or five of them, they're going to slot themselves high and never really take that dip through January and February into March. Where in the Big Ten, you're going to play a loaded 20-game league schedule, and every night you get popped in the mouth, and that's where you kind of have the ability to knock down seed lines. What Izzo said about, you know, sometimes we don't get the seeds that we want because of us beating up on each other. Well, the year Illinois was a one, Michigan was a one. They actually went where they were supposed to go. They went to the Elite Eight.
Right, right.
Illinois didn't. They lost in the second round. Ohio State was a two seed, lost in the first round to Oral Roberts. Mm. Iowa was a two seed, lost in the second round. So that was an example where, again, the top of the Big Ten, those teams that are supposed to go far, don't go where they're ultimately supposed to go. And I agree with Kyle. It's not, it shouldn't be where those that are maybe in that next tier should get punished for it. I thought Rutgers was deserving of making the tournament. I'm not going to pound the table for it.
Right,
they lost
right.
Minnesota, and they had another ugly loss or two in their non-conference, but that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. I listen, you guys have both made a lot of sense.
What do you think?
Well, I'm with you guys, essentially, on this. And maybe if there is going to be any kind of punishment for this, which there isn't, as you guys have pointed out, it's a fresh slate every season, so you can't – the one thing the NCAA doesn't take into account is how you did last year in the NCAA tournament, I don't think. But the committee members are human. I guess maybe if there was a punishment for the Big Ten, it would be what happened to Rutgers this year, where it comes down to, okay, this is a fringe team. Well, we should put them in maybe. However, that conference itself always underperforms in this tournament, so why would we throw another Big Ten team in to underperform in this tournament? And maybe we should give that to someone else and let them try to make something happen. So, yeah, it's a weird – this thing you talked – you know, I talked about how in baseball if you go 0-7 and you're just sitting there gripping your bat because you want to get that hit to start the season, it's like, let's get this out of the way. This pressure, I wonder how much it weighs on the Big Ten coaches. I think it does from what Tom Izzo just said. He wasn't asked point blank in that conversation – about the Big Ten's failure in the NCAA tournament. He chose to go that direction, which tells me that it's something that he thinks about and he's passionate about. You can hear it. But I don't know. I wonder if you damn well know Brad Underwood knows what he's done in March here at Illinois. And you know that that's weighing on him. And he would love nothing more than to get to a Sweet 16 and just be like, oh, thank goodness. Now we can just kind of relax. I mean, I always said it about the Chicago Cubs. I think that's the best analogy to this thing. 100-some years without winning a World Series. Do you know how much pressure was on those good Cubs teams to win in the playoffs because they knew everything in the last 100 years was against them winning in the playoffs? And for that team to do it, I think you should almost celebrate that Cubs World Series more than a lot of teams' World Series, because the pressure that a guy like Rizzo and Bryant and Baez and Contreras and that crew, the pressure they had of the history And I'm sorry, I know you can easily say, ah, oh, Chris Bryant doesn't care about it. No. He hears about it, number one, and he does care about it. So, and they know if I win a World Series in Chicago, I will be forever an idol in this town. Not quite like Rossi. Rossi was the best idol. The one day that he just literally left the clubhouse with his uniform on and walked up and down and just went into bars and drank. I think he had his uniform on. How sweet is that? And the bar owners were like, oh, yeah. They're like, did you charge him? They're like, oh, no, I'm not charging him. The guy makes millions. He can afford a beer.
How much pressure Jason Hayward had when he gave the speech of the century during the rain delay.
The one good thing about rain.
Yeah.
See, that's why you hate the Cubs. Because they're associated, something good is associated with the Cubs and rain. Now, granted, we need rain out in Lake Mead, or the entire western part of the country is not going to drink water for the... I mean, they have literally, is it California? You can only use so much water. Or they will come to your door and knock on the door and say, you've used too much water, you cannot use it again. Can you imagine if we ever got to that point? Well, we don't have to worry about that here. Just if you're ever worried about rain and not getting any, put a high school softball or baseball game on the schedule that day, and it is sure to rain. We got to catch one more break. That was a good conversation. I thought Izzo, I thought that was a very good answer by Tom. Again, he didn't answer. He wasn't answering anything. I thought that was a very good thought by Tom Izzo.
I agree with that. I appreciate that he's going to bat for the conference. I think it's an interesting dilemma for fans around the Big Ten where you don't like some of these other teams in the league.
Right.
And also you recruit against them
right.
in a lot of instances. So maybe if this team goes on a deep run, then it'll hurt you trying to get these guys in your region.
I've never rooted for the Big Ten.
At the same time, there's just an exhaustion of hearing year after year the Big Ten stinks. The Big Ten's overrated. The Big Ten can't get it done
in
the tournament. So I told you why I was kind of happy Michigan State got bounced last night, but also if they would have made the Final Four, maybe some of that would have went away.
Yeah. It's funny. Can I say this one thing? Watching that game last night and the way Michigan State kept making shots and the way that they basically outplayed how they had played all season, I thought that was the best game probably. Well, listen to me. I maybe saw 5 Michigan State games, so I have no right to just say this this statement, but that may have been maybe their best game of the season. And I found myself in a weird way in that game pulling for Kansas State because I was like, why is Michigan State and Tom Izzo lucky enough? Not that it has, well, I'm sure it does have a little bit to do with that. It's almost like it ticked me off because I'm like, oh, they never miss. I mean, they shot 52% from the 3-point line. That is not normal. And they just seemed like Malik Hall was active in the second half. I'm like, you haven't been active all season when you were healthy.
On Lon's fantasy team.
Right. So in a weird way, I was almost like mad at Michigan State for having such a performance.
How dare you peak in March? The audacity.
How do you do that? And then I finally, with about, I think it was when it went to overtime, I finally was like to myself, I'm like, Lon, just enjoy this thing. It's the best college game you've seen this season. Just enjoy it. And I did. I enjoyed the ending of that thing. All right, we're back. It is The Drive.
Winter is in full swing, and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary, and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do. Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. March is already here. We've moved our clocks forward an hour, the days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Call 765-793-7131 today. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
John, you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchase, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
Racing, racing, racing. Ready to check out the races in April? US 1059 is sending you and a friend to the Farmer City Raceway for the Illini 100, one of the biggest dirt late model events of the year, with the stars from World of Outlaws Morton Buildings Late Model Series taking on the best racers in the region. Get in on the excitement in Farmer City with racing at the beginning of April. Fans can get tickets by calling 844-DIRT-TICKS or visit online at worldofoutlaws.com. Have fun with the racing at Farmer City Raceway.
If you received unemployment, your tax bill will be different than during the COVID pandemic. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Unlike at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, unemployment is now fully taxable. Tax attorney and CPA Alan J. Strauss explains.
During COVID, you had an exclusion. The government passed a law that allowed you to get $10,200 worth of unemployment tax-free on your federal return. That law is no longer with us, and every dollar you get for unemployment is fully taxable on a U.S. return.
Depending on where you live, states may give you a break on unemployment, so check your state status before filing. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
So pizza it is.
Sounds good.
We just had a
last night.
I did too. Kyle, did you?
You gave Kyle his Friday night plans. Whoop. You broke it down.
I did not have it last night, but you're making me want it tonight.
Yeah, you need to get it tonight. I mean, because you're going to go back to the dorm.
Dorm food sucks.
I used to eat the hell out of breakfast at dorms.
That's what I'll say. The breakfast is good.
Yes.
The dinner, eh.
The first time I went to Lentz Hall, which was my dining hall at SIU, here's this pale, skinny kid from Camargo, Illinois. I go up, show him my student ID or whatever, and on the menu is a gyro. And I'm like, what is a gyro? And they're like, it's called a gyro. It's a Greek sandwich. I'm like, do you have peanut butter? And they did. They had peanut butter and jelly you could always eat. So if I ever wanted that.
It's a gyro? That's how you call it?
I think so.
I always call it gyro.
Oh, is it a gyro?
I don't know.
I don't even know
I call
years
it a
later.
Gyro.
Maybe it's gyro then.
Could be gyro.
Can we do the sound thing? Like, have you ever Googled?
Yes.
Like, how to say Igor Karyachov or something, you know, in hockey? And the guy's like, Igor Karyachov. Like, he tries to be the biggest geek in the world. I want everybody to do that right now. I'm trying to think of a hockey player that you could look up. I don't know why no hockey name. Like
Vladdy Tarasenko?
Yeah, Vladimir Tarasenko or Jaromir Jagr or something. And the guy, I'm picturing this guy as like a...
It is Euro. Wow.
Is it?
Saying it wrong for all these years.
There's like, I'm picturing that guy being a 6'8 dude with glasses, pimples... And all he does is sit in a little room going, Vladimir Tarasenko.
How do you say
gyro?
Gyro, gyro.
Oh, so we have one gyro, and then the next one just put G-Y-R-O. Like, that doesn't help us. You have to, what do you call that? Phonetically spell it for us. So if it's a gyro, like Jose did, it's Y-E-A-R-O, gyro. Lon is saying the sandwich name correctly.
This YouTube video.
I love
says
our listeners.
Euro.
Does it?
Or he says, simply say E, then row. Euro?
Euro. Oh, now it's.
No. Too much.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's what I had instead of the gyro, Euro, Euro, Giro.
Tell me my entire high school career, I was going to Nero's Euros instead of Nero's Giros.
They're like, you'd walk in the door and they're like, oh, hey, here he comes again. Can I help you? Can I have a gyro? And then the whole restaurant's like, yes, he said it again. They totally made fun of you. Uh-oh, no way.
So you got to roll the tongue on the R.
Year.
Sorry, Randy, who wanted our picks for tonight's games.
Oh, yeah, we ran out of time.
I went 0-4 last night, if anybody paid attention.
Oh, I mean, I kind of did, but...
I told you off the air. I didn't.
Yeah,
you were going to let me slide, but no. The four teams I gave out as winners last night, they're all lost.
Hey, thanks to Keith Randolph. That was awesome in the first hour. Kyle, thanks. Pipes, thanks. Cardinals baseball's next, but...
Happy hour.
Oh, it's baseball time! Right into Cardinals baseball. It's John Rooney.
Swings and he hits a drive.
Oh,
deep left center field. To the draft, the wall. And it's a bummer.
Tangle
Midwest Cardinals Baseball is on the air. Cardinals Baseball is brought to you by Budweiser, official beer of Major League Baseball. Crack open the game with Budweiser and enjoy unrivaled flavor and refreshment by your quality Ford dealers.